You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Syracuse area Congressmember John Katko says he's very happy with the 10-year, $1.5 trillion tax reform bill approved by Congress, especially with what he was able to persuade leadership to restore.
For example, the private activity bonds, which are key to the hospital community and others in central New York, historic preservation tax credit, and of course, all the things they're going to do to try and tax students, which was crazy to me.
The legislation does not include a tax on graduate tuition waivers or on education benefits for university employees and their families. Most importantly, Katko says, is relief for taxpayers.
I know for a fact that the middle class and working poor in my district are going to get a tax break, and I'm very excited about that for them. And all this other stuff out there about tax breaks to the rich and that no one else benefits, it's just not true.
The new tax rates take effect January 1st. Katko says a family of four making $55,000 will see at least a $1,000 tax cut when they file their 2018 taxes.
Once IRS provides its guidance, people will take another look at how much they're having withheld from their paychecks, projecting what their end-of-year tax liability is going to be. Probably by February or so, they're going to be able to do that. And when they do that, I think they're going to be able to figure out that, my gosh, I'm getting more money in my paycheck now.
Katko says he's heard from all corners of his constituency, from residents and business owners to higher education leaders and the mayor-elect.
Every time someone calls me and complains and says this bill stinks, after I'm walking through it, they're like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Okay, great. Thank you very much. So I'm confident that once people really understand what's in this bill and they cut through all the partisan crap that's out there, there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to realize it's a good deal.
But not everyone sees it that way. Not a single Democrat supported the legislation, which underscored the deep polarization that continues to grip Washington. Katko says he and other lawmakers are trying to find common ground as a part of the Problem Solvers Caucus. It's grown to 24 Democrats and 24 Republicans trying to solve tough issues like DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program.
I hope going forward we can have more bipartisanship, but the fact of the matter is, there's tremendous pressure from both sides to do things along party lines, and quite frankly, I don't subscribe to that. There's a growing number of us that want to prove that, and one of the ways we're going to do that early next year is we're going to roll out an infrastructure package that has bipartisan support.
Katko says the caucus is gaining momentum and hopes it can break through the gridlock that's paralyzed Congress all year. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.